ते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम् नाइन्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 9 टेक्स्ट 33 एवं करुणवासिन्या लीलपंत्यावनाथवो व्याघ्रपशुमिवा खाद सौदासो सापमोहितो ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्री प्रभुपाद बीइंग कंडेम्ड बाय द कर्स ऑफ वशिष्ठ किंग सौदासो डिवोर्ड द ब्राह्मण एग्जैक्टली एज अ टाइगर इट्स प्रे Even though the Brahmana's wife spoke so pitiably, Saudas was unmoved by her lamentation. Jadyo, purport by Srila Prabhupada, this is an example of destiny. King Saudas was condemned by the curse of Vasishtha, and therefore even though he was well qualified, he couldn't restrain himself from becoming a tiger-like Rakshasa, for this was his destiny. Tallabhyati. Dukhavadanyata sukham. Srimad-Bhagavatam 1.5.18. As one is put into distress by destiny, destiny can also put one in a happy situation. Destiny is extremely strong, but one can change destiny if one comes to the platform Krishna consciousness. Karmani nidhahanti kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Brahma Sangita 5.54. This verse says, एवं करुणभासिन्या विलपन्त्या अनाथावत् व्याघ्र पशुमिवा खादत् सौदास सापमोहित बीइंग कंडेम्ड बाय द कर्स ऑफ वशिष्ठ किंग सौदास डिवोर्ड द ब्राह्मण एग्जैक्टली एज अ टाइगर इट्स प्रे इवन दो द ब्राह्मण्स वाइफ स्पोक सो पिटिएबली सौदास वाज अनमूव्ड बाय हर लैमेंटेशन इन पर्पस श्रील प्रभुपाद सेज दिस इज एन एग्जाम्पल ऑफ डेस्टिनी King Saudas was condemned by the curse of Vasishtha. Therefore, even though he was well qualified, he couldn't restrain himself becoming a tiger-like Rakshasa. For this was his destiny. Tallabhyate dukhavat anyata sugham. Srimad-Bhagavatam 1.5.18. As one is put into distress by destiny, destiny can also put one in a happy situation. Destiny is extremely strong, but one can change destiny if one comes to the platform Krishna consciousness. कर्माणि निदहन्ति किन्तु च भक्तिभाजं ब्रह्म संहिता 5.54 सो दिस इज कॉल्ड दिस एग्जांपल ऑफ डेस्टिनी डेस्टिनी इज कर्म फल दैट इज रिजल्ट ऑफ योर पास्ट कर्म प्रारब्ध कर्म दैट इज डेस्टिनी इट इज रिटिन दैट इज वन सेइंग कपाल लिखन के करिवान व्हाट इज रिटिन इन योर डेस्टिनी नोबडी कैन अल्टर इट is strong, he says. Destiny is extremely strong. Nobody can alter it. You have to have it. You have to reap its consequence. Huh? This is here. Saudasa was cursed by Guru Vasishtha. Saudasa was a very qualified king. Many good qualities he had. But he did such things that Guru Vasishtha cursed him. Therefore, he turned into a Rakshasa. Tiger-like Rakshasa. So, the Brahmana Patni, the wife of the Brahmana, even though Brahmana's wife spoke so pitiably, so that's unmoved by them, because he could restrain himself, because that is karma for his destiny. He could restrain himself from becoming a tiger-like Rakshasa. This was his destiny. Karma for. Karmani nidhahanti kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Unless one comes to the path of bhakti, unless one comes to the platform of pure Krishna consciousness, one cannot change the destiny. Only Krishna can destroy it. Otherwise, nobody can destroy karma phala. It is very strong. Brahma Sangita, it is said, jasta indra gopam, adhava indra maham so karma bandhan rupa phala bhajana matanoti, कर्मान् निदहन्ति किन्तु च भक्ति भावं गोविन्दं आदि पुरुषं तम भजामि वन हैज बिकम इंद्र गोप Indra Gopa, a tiny worm. Reddish, look reddish. Generally, they are found in rainy season in sandy places. We say Indra Gopa. You understand? They are found here. I don't know whether they are found in western country or not. I don't know it. But they are found here. Yes. In rainy season we find, we say Indra Gopa. Reddish, worm. How? Why? One has become Indra Gopa. Another jiva has become Indra, heavenly king, king of the heaven, the planets, king of the demigods. One jiva has become Indra Gopa, tiny reddish worm. Another jiva has become Indra, heavenly king, because of karma phala, because of that destiny. You understand? Their past karma. One who does very pious activities, he may be elevated to the heavenly planet, he may become Indra. He may become Indra. And one does very abominable activities, sinful activities, so he may turn into Indra. He'll get that birth, Indra Gopa, that tiny insect, reddish insect. Because karma phala, this is destiny. But karmani nidahanti kintu sa bhakti bhadam govindam adi purusam tamam vadami. But adi purusa govinda only can destroy karma phala, the result. Karmic reaction, nobody else can do it. Therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj says, destiny is extremely strong. Do you follow? Destiny is extremely strong. But one can change destiny. How it will be changed? If one comes to the platform, pure Krishna consciousness, karma nidhanti kintasa bhakti bhajan, if he comes to the path of bhakti, comes to the platform, pure Krishna consciousness, sarva dharmana paisejya mamekun saranam braja, antansra pape bhyamukhisai maasuta. This is the most concluding instruction, most confidential instruction of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. One who, abandoning all varieties of dharma, completely surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna, then Krishna destroys all his sinful reactions, karmic reactions. Otherwise, nobody can destroy. Nobody can destroy. Only Krishna can destroy, unless one comes to the pure platform, pure Krishna consciousness, karma phala cannot be destroyed. Destiny cannot be changed or destroyed. Do you follow? Many instances are there. You'll find there are 84 lakhs of species, isn't it? 84 lakhs. What are they? Bolo. Yes? 84 lakhs of species are there? Yes? Jalaja navalakhyani. Jalaja navalakhyani sthavara vijasalakhyati krumeru rudrasankhyakar pakhinang dasalakhyakam trinsalakhyani pasabo chatulakhyani manava. Total 84 lakhs. Aquatic animals are 9 lakhs of types. 9 lakhs of types are aquatic animals. Sthavara vijasalakhyati, trees, mountains, they are sthavara. They are of 20 lakhs of types. Krumera rudrasankhyakar, krumi kita potanga, worm, jar, insects, they are of 11 lakhs of types. Pakhinanga salakhyakam, 10 lakhs of types of birds are there. Trinsalakhyani pashago, the animals, beasts, they are of 30 lakhs of types. And chodulakhyani manava, 4 lakhs types of human beings are there. Total 84 lakhs. Do you understand? It's total 84 lakhs. So, how it is determined and how one gets this birth? According to one's karma phala. Do you understand? According to one's past, result of past activity, that is known destiny. Do you understand? One has become insect, one has become tiger, one has become bird, one has become aquatic animal, one has become tree, mountain. This Nara, Kubera, Manigriva, they became trees. Isn't it? They were two sons of Kubera, two Gandharvas, in heavenly planets, higher planetary system, they did such karma, such activity, they took the bath of trees, do you understand? Narada Muni cursed them, do you understand? This activity is karma. You follow? This karma phala. The Indra, heavenly king Indra, once that is there, he disrespected the Devaguru Brihaspati. Disrespected Devaguru Brihaspati. Understand my language? The guru of the demigods, Brihaspati, once Indra disrespected. Therefore, Brihaspati cursed, become a hog. So, he became a hog. Yes, this is karma phala, this is the result of his activity. He did such karma. He disrespected his guru, therefore became a hog. Completely forgot that once he was Indra, heavenly king, he completely forgot. Yes. Have you remembered what was your previous birth? Completely forgotten. Nobody has remembered. So, staying in the mounds of stool, eating stool, one hog wife producing hundreds of children, all are eating stool. Hundreds years passed. Brahma took pity on him. Are he? This fellow was Indra. What is doing now? Eating stool? Completely forgotten. Don't remember. So Brahma came down and asked, "Hey, what are you doing? Don't you know? You are Indra, heavenly king. What are you doing now? Eating stool? Can't you remember?" Brahma said 2, 3, 4 times. Didn't listen. No. Didn't listen to him. Brahma thought, my words will never enter into his ears. Why? Because he is so much attached, so strong attachment he has for this material enjoyment. Vishayasakti. Do you understand? He has very strong attachment towards this material enjoyment. So my words will never enter into his ears. Unless this attachment is finished, he won't lend his ear to my words. Brahmana. Because Brahma Mahajana. Brahma is Mahajana. One of the 12 Mahajanas, first Mahajana, Brahma. Brahma knows. So Brahma first killed his hundreds of children. Killed them. Children are killed, became angry. Roared, raising his tusk, ran towards Brahma. But what can he do? Brahma is very powerful. Brahma then said, "Hey, don't you remember? You are once Indra. Now what are you doing?" Still he didn't hear. Still Brahma's words didn't enter into him. Brahma again thought, his attachment is not completely finished because his wife is there. Again produce children. Some attachment there. And then Brahma killed his wife. The children were killed, wife was killed. My children were killed, wife was killed, nobody was there. Then he became angry, ran towards Brahma, till Brahma said, "Hey, what are you doing? Don't you remember you are Indra? You are now eating stool?" Then he listened. Because all attachment is finished now. Then he listened. What are you saying? Indra, heavenly planet. Yes, you are in heavenly planet. You are king of heavenly planet. Surga Raja, Indra. Do you want me to go there? Asked Brahma. Do you want me to go there? Yes, you are there. Its stool is available there. If sea hog is available there, then I'll go. Such attachment. Material attachment is so strong, you see. Are Baba, a there is amrit is there, amrit, nectar. What is a stone? The nectar is there. A seahawk. Angelic, very beautiful angelic girls are there. Apsaras are there. Denizens of heaven there. Very, very beautiful Urvasi, Menaka, Ramma. Your wife, Indra's wife, Sachi, very beautiful woman, lady is there. What seahawk girl is there? Still such attachment, such attachment. Do you understand? That is what. Mahajanakam, sadhukam, speaks Krishna katha. How many are hearing really? Whose ears this Krishna katha is really entering? Is entering into your ears? Astananda, one who has very strong attachment to this material enjoyment, his katha will never enter into his ears. No. Maybe sitting is only pretending that he is hearing, pretending, but really is not hearing. As long as his material attachment is there, very strong attachment, Krishna katha, Bhagavata katha, Sadhur katha will never enter into his ears. When the attachment will completely finish, then he will hear. Do you understand? Yes. How many have come to get Krishna? Bolo. How many have come to get Krishna? You take statistics, you'll find very disappointing statistics, disappointing, very, very disappointing. Have you come to get Krishna? No. Many have come. Yes, nice, nice enjoyment, nice enjoyment will available. Yes. We'll join in the society of Krishna consciousness, a nice prasad is available, car will be available, fly in the air, travel in west, many, many far off countries, we go there. Do you understand? We'll become Vaishnav, sadhu, many people come, pay dandavat and give pranami. Some donation will be available. Isn't it? Very hard struggle. Jivan Sangram, very hard struggle for existence. Material world, very hard struggle for existence. Yes. It's done, very nice, done in the society of Krishna consciousness. Very easy, very easy. Very nice arrangements are there. Nice arrangements for enjoyment is there. Yes. You will earn so much dollars, dollars, yes, so much dollars, donation. Do you follow? How many have come getting Krishna? They have this desire for enjoyment. Do you follow? Mahaprabhu came. Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But Mahaprabhu came as a devotee, bhakta bhavangikari, assuming the mood of a bhakta, devotee. Mahaprabhu came to teach us devotion, how to surrender unto Krishna, how to render loving service unto Krishna, how to get Krishna. So, how many understand Mahaprabhu? How many think that Mahaprabhu is so wonderfully merciful, wonderfully munificent, wonderfully magnanimous, that he descended here to teach us how to surrender Krishna, how to serve Krishna, how to render loving service unto Krishna, how to cry for Krishna, to get Krishna and make your life successful, perfect in this very life. But as long as you have this material enjoyment, Mahaprabhu's words will never enter, Vaishnava words, Sadhu's words will never enter into your ears. Most of them think that Mahaprabhu will give us all sorts of enjoyment, enjoyment. Mahaprabhu is like a gardener, Mali, yes. Mali haya kare, do you understand? Brahmanda bhamite kon? Bolo. Mali haya kare sahi, bije ropan, Sravan kirtan dare karo ishechan. Nitya siddha krishna prema sadhya kabu nahi. Savanadi suddha chite koro yudhoi. So, wandering, 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 lakhs, lakhs of brahmandas, lakhs, lakhs of spaces. Once someone is fortunate, by the mercy of Guru and Krishna, gets the bija, seed of bhakti creeper. Isn't it? Then, bhakti kripa, the seed is sown, then there is watering, Savan Kirtan. Then gardener, the gardener's business to sow the seed and water. Watering is there, Savan Kirtan, hearing, chanting is the watering. The gardener does so. Mahaprabhu came as a bhakta, do you understand? Like a gardener, do you understand? He sows the seed and he allows everybody to come and hear this Savan Kirtan. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kavunoy Savana Adi Siddha Chite Kuru Yuddhaya. Krishna Prema is not so easily available, is not sadhya so easily, but Savanadi Siddha Chita, you come to sadhu and hear Krishna Katha, concentrated attention, surrendering unto sadhu, giving up all your desires, thus surrendering unto sadhu, when you get sadhu's mercy, then Krishna Katha will enter into your ear, by his mercy you will develop Krishna Prema. Do you follow? So this is question. Question is here, the gardener. The Mahaprabhu acted like a gardener, Mali. He sowed that seed, then that creeper develops. Regular watering is there, Sravan Kirtan, then creeper develops. Grows, grows, develops, then goes well. Upujya Bharelata Brahmanda Vedi Jai. Biraja Brahmaloka Vedi Parabhyama Jai. Tabeja Utadupari Goloka Vrindavan Krishna Sarana Kalpa Vrukhya Kare Arohana. Grows and grows, grows. Grows and goes above this Brahmanda material universe. Then crosses Biraja, crosses Brahmaloka, Biraja, then enters into Parabhyama spiritual sky. Then grows. But you should continue watering Savan Kirtan. It is eternal, do you understand? Continue. Then at last it goes to Goloka Vrindavan, topmost planet, Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna Sarana Kalpa Vrukhya Kare Arohana. Creeper, Lata wants support. What is support? Support is Krishna Sarana, the lotus feet of Krishna. That is support. At last, the creeper, bhakti creeper, go and support. Guess that support, Krishna Sarana, the lotus feet of Krishna, that's like Kalpa Vrukhya. That's like a desire fulfilling tree. Do you follow me? Taha vistarita haya phale prema phala yaha mali seche nitya sovana adi jala. There! But Mali, the gardener, is engaged daily watering. Watering is Sravan Kirtan. Do you understand? Engaged. Still, one should always engage. He daily engaged. Every day he should be engaged in Sravan Kirtan. That is watering. So, then creeper will produce their fruit. Flower and fruit. Fruit is prema. Krishna prema is fruit. Prema pala. Still, you should not cease this watering. The watering of Sravan Kirtan should be continued. When this prema phala is there, then now ripened fruit is there. The gardener gets the fruit. The gardener is Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu is gardener. The gardener gets fruit. Prema phala. So he gets gardener now. Mahaprabhu is gardener, he gets prema phala. So, when that fruit is there, he becomes very, very happy. Now, so many fruits are there. What to do? I am one gardener. How can I eat everything? The Mahaprabhu is not selfish. Do you understand? He is selfish. He distributes. Do you follow? He distributes to everybody. Everybody. Distributes to everybody. Mahaprabhu Mahapadanya is the most munificent incarnation who freely, indiscriminately gives Krishna prema. Indiscriminately gives Krishna prema. Here is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll find অতএবে আমি আজ্ঞা দিলু সবাকারে, অতএব আমি আজ্ঞা দিলু সবাকারে, যাহা তাহা প্রেম ফল দেহ যারে তারে, যাহা তাহা প্রেম ফল দেহ যারে তারে, একলা মালা কারো আমি কত ফল খাব, এত ফল আমি কি করিব, না দিয়াবা এত ফল আমি কি করিব, অতএব সব ফল দেহ যারে তারে, অতএব সব ফল দেহ যারে তারে, খাইয়া হোক লোক অজরে অমরে, খাইয়া হোক লোক অজরে অমরে। ইন মহাপ্রভুজ লীলা, মহাপ্রভু হ্যাজ গিভেন ইন্ডিপেন্ডেন্স টু কৃপা শক্তি. Understand? Mahaprabhu has given independence to Krupa Shakti, mercy potency, Krupa Shakti. But in other incarnation, Krupa Shakti is under Ichha Shakti, not independent. Is under Ichha Shakti, will power, will, supreme will. Supreme Lord has supreme will. He is supreme, supreme personality of God in Krishna, his will is supreme. You understand? So Krupa Shakti is under Ichha Shakti. Understand my language? Is under Ichha Shakti, under supreme will. But in Mahaprabhu's incarnation, Mahaprabhu gave independence to Krupa Shakti. Krupa Shakti is not under Ichha Shakti. Understand me? Therefore said, Mahaprabhu gave this independence. Now you distribute this prema phala whomever you like. So much, so many fruits are now. Ekala malakar, I am only one gardener. How many can I eat? I am only one. So you distribute. Mahaprabhu gave independence to Krupa. You distribute whomever you like. Otev saphala deho jare pare, khaya huka loko odore amare. Let your body get. Let you eat prema phala. You become deathless, ozor, omor. No old age, no death. Ever fresh young man. Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Mahaprabhu has given independence. So, one may think, this Jagadish Pandavan, oh, Mahaprabhu is so merciful. So Mahaprabhu will make all arrangements for my enjoyment now. Yes, Mahaprabhu will make all arrangements of my enjoyment. If you cherish this desire, this is bhogabuddhi. This is the desire for material enjoyment. So the harikatha will never enter into your ears. No. Though you may come, sit here. You are just pretending that you are hearing. Really, harikatha is not entering into your ear. Because you have bhogabuddhi. You have desire for enjoyment. And Mahaprabhu is like gardener. He'll make a very nice flower garland, or what you say, bunch of flower full of toda, Mukhya flower, just take it. If you develop this desire, then bhagyahina, unfortunate, ill luck, that is ill fate, ill destiny, bad destiny will come to you. Though you may come and sit here, but you cannot hear Krishna katha, Bhagavata katha, will never enter into your ear. If good fortune comes, Brahmanda Ramite Gona Bhagyavana Jiva, fortunate Jiva, wandering in lakhs of Brahmanda, lakhs of places, comes in contact with sadhu, and surrenders into sadhu, surrenders unto the lotus feet of sadhu, then begs for his mercy, concentrated attention, crying for the mercy of sadhu, hears, and he is completely, his all desires, material desire for material enjoyment, desire for material liberation, completely destroyed. If fortunately, then he will hear Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha will enter into ears. Otherwise, cannot enter. Do you understand? That happened. Brahma knows this thing. Therefore, Brahma thought, by so much material attachment he has, unless the attachment is finished, this fellow will never listen to me. You follow? So this is karma phala. This is karma phala. This is the result, destiny. This is the result. This is destiny, karma phala. It will never be destroyed. Karmani nidhanti. Unless one comes to the path of pure Krishna consciousness, pure bhakti, completely surrender by the mercy of Sadh Guru, Guru Krishna Kripate Paya. This karma phala will never be destroyed. Only Krishna can destroy. Destiny will be changed. Rupa says, destiny will be changed if one comes to the platform pure Krishna consciousness. Otherwise cannot be changed. So one become, he was Indra, now is hog. Similarly, Bharata Maharaj, emperor of the world, very pious king, gave up everything, came to the Pulahapulasthi ashrama, engaged in sadhan bhajan, made so much advancement. Yes, do you understand? He was very, very elevated. Still, yes, in subtle corner attachment was there. So he became attached to a doe, Murgasavaka, to a doe. He forgot everything. He forgot meditating Krishna, always meditating doe. Such attachment. So at last when time of death, he thought of the doe. Left the body, then next birth is body. He got the body of a deer, isn't it? Couldn't go back home back to Godhead because he couldn't think of the Lord at the time of death. This is attachment. He did such activity. This is karma phala. This is destiny. This is the karmic reaction, result of his activity. Such an elevated personality. Such an elevated personality, Bharata Maharaj. In Mahabharata, there is is Nahusa. Is Nahusa a famous king? A famous king of Soma dynasty, Soma Vansa. Is the son of Ayu, King Ayu. Is very pious king. He has performed many pious activities. Is very powerful king. He is so powerful, even demigods were inviting him to heavenly planet when there was attack. Demons, you understand? When demons were attacking the demigods there. So demigods are inviting Nahusa to give them protection. Yes, such king. So he had done so much pious activities. As a result of his pious activities, he was elevated to heavenly planet and became Indra. He became Indra. Then Nahusa became Indra. He was king here, then he became Indra. When he became Indra, he became very puffed up, proud. So he engaged the Brahmanas in carrying his palanquin, as King Rahugana engaged Jadabharata, a great Brahmana. Similarly, the Nahusa engaged the Brahmanas carrying his palanquin. Once he engaged Agastya Muni to carry his palanquin. Agastya Muni, famous Brahman. And by chance, his leg tossed the body of Agastya Muni. Agastya Muni got angry and cursed, "Hey, rascal, what are you doing? You are so puffed up, becoming Indra and doing this So he cursed him, Sarpa Bhava, become a serpent. So he became a serpent, snake. He was king of heaven, Indra, now serpent. So this is karma phala, destiny. The phala, this is destiny, karma phala. Karmani, jagyarthat karmana, natra lokayam karma bandhana. Gita says, if your karma activity not done, if your karma is not done for the satisfaction of Jagya Purush, Bhagavan Vishnu or Krishna, there must be karma phala, bondage of karma, reaction of karma, isn't it? That's karma phala, that is destiny. That is destiny. That is there in Mahabharata. Another episode is also there in Mahabharata. One Vedic Pandit was there. He has studied Veda, acquired Vedic knowledge, but he had no bhakti. Only his Vedic knowledge he has acquired, and scholarship he had. Once he was going on the road, and some of his friends are also there, other Brahmin friends were there with him. They were going. He saw very nice palatable food lying on the road. Very nice. Palau, rasgulla, jilpi, laddu. Very nice, palatable. And Brahmins generally are very greedy. Oh, very nice food. And it's just lying on the road. But a ghost worshipper, those who worship ghosts, they prepare nice food and offer to ghost. A ghost worshipper had offered that food to ghost. So he ate it. That Brahmin ate it and also gave that food to his friends. All like you eat. All of them ate. So after a few years, they all died. So they were all brought to the abode of Jamaraj. Because Jamaraj will take decision. What bath? Well, what will be next bath? You understand? Understand? In Jamaraj's court. So, in Jamaraj's court, Chitragupta opened their book. Chitragupta keeping book for every individual human being. What is doing? Good work, bad work, evil work. Yes, everything. Yes. But then, Chitragupta opened and said, this, they have done this thing. So, Jamaraj gave this nispatti decision. You will get, you will remain in the species of ghosts. This is your karma phala. Remain in the species of ghosts. Ghosts means non-gross body, and subtle body. To remain in subtle body, very, very painful, very, very painful. Yes, very, very painful. Therefore, ghosts always want to enter into some gross body. They enter into gross body, they will get some relief. Otherwise, very painful. So, Jamaraj said, you will remain in ghost body. Ghost species. Then that their leader, that Vedavid Brahman said, why will it be like that? Then you have done this thing. You are a Brahman, but you have not performed Brahmin activity, Brahminical activity. You ate the food offered to ghosts. So this is karma phala. You have to do, you have to reap it. Nobody can change it, nobody can change it. You have to remain, you have to remain in the species of ghosts. After him, nobody can change. Then they paid obeisance at the lotus feet of Jamaraj. How can we be delivered from this bondage? Please tell us the means. How will be delivered? Jamaraj said, you definitely remain in the species of ghosts and you remain in a deserted place. Deserted place, Maru Anchal. If by chance a Vaishnava goes there, he must be very, very thirsty and hungry. If you serve him, get his blessings, then he may be delivered, otherwise may not be delivered. That Dharmaraj Jamaraj said. So they remained in ghost places hundreds of years in a deserted place. By chance, a Vaishnava went there. Vaishnavas traveled throughout the world. Throughout the world they traveled, preached the science of Krishna consciousness. You understand? Because they are very, very merciful. Their heart bleeds seeing the suffering of the jivas. Their heart bleeds. Because out of ignorance they have been suffering, let me go there, impart this Krishna consciousness, inculcate Krishna consciousness unto them, and they will be delivered. Their suffering will be, mitigated forever. Go back home, back home. They are so merciful. So they go everywhere, throughout the world. So they also go to deserted places sometimes. So by chance, a Vaishnava came to that deserted place where these Brahmins were in ghost places. They couldn't see, oh yes, Vaishnava, Tilaki there, Shikha, shaving head, chanting Hare Krishna. By attire, garment, one can see Vaishnava chanting Hare Krishna. Immediately they remember what Dharmaraj has said. Deserted place means scorching heat of the sun overhead. Scorching heat of the sun. Underneath, sand is there, very hot. Blisters coming out on the feet, sole. Thirsty, no water, no tree, no shady tree. The Vaishnava was thirsty and hungry, scorching heat, blisters coming out on the sole. So when they saw, yes, Vaishnava has come, Dhammaraj has said. So one of them, some of them, took the form of the trees. Oh, very nice trees here. Vaishnava sat down under the shady shade, a cooling shade of the tree, and that leader of that ghost party, that Brahmin, beloved Brahmin, he took the form of a Brahmin, human being, came there and asked, how can we serve you? Vaishnava said, I am very thirsty, hungry. So immediately he went, brought a glass of cold water and some fruit. Yes, ghosts do very nice work. If you can engage them, yes, they will do very nice work. Some sadhakas are there. Yes, I know one sadhaka is still here. Baba, it's a Pakhi Baba. It's Bhuta Sadhaka. Yes. He uses the ghosts to do work. Yes. You follow? So, the Vaishnava immediately offered and that fruits to Bhagavan Vishnu, like prasad, so he ate. Then his remnants he gave them. But the ghosts, asariri, they have no gross body, they are subtle body, they cannot eat like this, they only smell, ghost smell. When they smelled, immediately they got very nice demigod's body, divya, devatanu, they were delivered from ghost places, and they got very nice demigod's body, then they came, paid obeisances. A lot of speed of Vaishnava. Vaishnava became amazed. Then he asked, what had happened to you? Then he related the whole story. You understand? This story. So this is karma phala. This is destiny. According to one's karma phala, destiny, one may be elevated to the swarga or may go down to narka. If someone is fortunate, gets sadhu krupa, Vaishnava krupa, thereby gets Krishna krupa, karmani nidhan, then his karma phala will be destroyed. He will get mukti. Otherwise, karma phala cannot be destroyed. No other means is there. Karmani nidhanti kintucha bhakti bhajang govindam adi purusam tamaham bhajami. This bhakti is very powerful. Bhakti is very powerful. Karma, jnana, yoga. Karma, jnana, yoga is not so powerful. Bhakti is powerful. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, bhakti vina kol sadhan dite nare phala. Sab phala deva bhakti sodantra prabala. Ajagalastananya anya sadhana ateva hari bhaje buddhiman mana. One is buddhiman, one is intelligent. He accepts the bhakti patha. He accepts the path of bhakti. He gives up the path of karma, jnana, yoga. Anya sadhana, karma sadhana, jnana sadhana, yoga sadhana cannot give you the perfection. They are like anya sadhana, ajagalastananya anya sadhana. This karma sadhana, jnana sadhana, yoga sadhana, that's like ajagalastana. What do you say? And Aja means goat. To nipples hanging at the neck of goat, Ajagarastana. Looks like udder, but no milk will come out. Ajagarastana na anya sadhana, fruitless. Bhakti is very powerful, svatantra prabala, saphala deva bhakti, svatantra prabala. Bhakti is very powerful. Ajagarastana na anya sadhana, ateva hari bhaje buddhiman. One is buddhiman, who is really intelligent, wise, he will adopt this bhakti process, giving up the other process of karma, jnana, yoga. Do you follow me? Because when one comes to the, your Prabhupada says, if one comes to the platform of pure Krishna consciousness, platform of pure Krishna consciousness, then his destiny will be changed. Karmani nidhaham chikinsu sa bhakti bhadam. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekum saranam braja. Giving up all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. Antam sarpapibhya mukhishyami maasucha. Krishna says, abandoning all varieties of dharma, just surrender unto me. If someone may think, oh, I'll give up all dharma, then I'll become a dharmika, irreligious. Then I'll commit pap. But Krishna assures you, don't fear. Maasucha means don't fear. I'll destroy all sinful reactions. Only Krishna can destroy. If you come to the path of pure Krishna consciousness, pure bhakti, Krishna can destroy. Krishna can change the destiny. Otherwise, nobody can change. Karma phala is so strong. Therefore, Prabhupada says, destiny is extremely strong. It cannot be changed. But one can change destiny if one comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Do you follow? Yes. It will change. According to karma, It's all written. It's all settled up. It's all written. This sukha, dukha, happiness and distress must come to you. You have done some good work and bad work. Some pious activities, some sinful activities. For pious activities, some happiness will come. Sinful activities, distress will come. It's all written in your destiny. Do you follow? It will come. Nobody can change it. Only if you completely surrender, only Krishna can change. Our destiny cannot be changed. One such story is there, that one person was there, very bad fortune. Bad stars, planets are there. Shani Mahadasa, Rahu Anta. Bad planet, very bad planet, evil planet is Shani, Saturn and Rahu. Shani and Saturn both have come. He went to suffering. He's going to die. Went to the astrologer, showed his horoscope chart. Please see what is that. Astrologer calculated. Oh yes, very bad. Shani, Saturn and Rahu, two evil planets have come. You cannot survive, you will die. Mavadasa. Death. Must die. How can I be saved from it? Who can change it? Nobody can change. It's written. Strong destiny cannot be changed. Only Krishna can change. It's up to Krishna. Nobody else can do it. You follow? So, he began to disappear. Oh, I'll die. All right, only Krishna can change. If I completely surrender unto Krishna, only Krishna can. Sarvadharman paityajyamami kunsanantansa pape vyamukaisyami. Only Krishna can change. Nobody can change. Destiny cannot be changed. So he came. He came to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Prabhupada Maharaj. That story. It's true story. And he surrendered unto Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Maharaj, please, protect me. This is bad destiny I have. Astrologer says I'll die. Two very powerful evil planets, Shani, Saturn and Rahu are there, I'll die. So he took shelter of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Vaishnava. So Vaishnava Sahaja must, all right, only Krishna can change it, nobody can change it. You surrender unto Krishna Sarvarmana Vaijijyamani, completely surrender, become Krishna Das now. Now become Krishna Das. Engage in Krishna's loving service. So here, He became disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami and engaged under his guidance, engaged in loving service unto Krishna. Huh? He didn't die. He didn't die. Death didn't come to him. He survived. If you see his horoscope, he is dead. But how is he surviving? How it happened? His horoscope chart says he's dead, but he survived. Huh? You see? This only Krishna can change. He survived. He became great sadhu mahatma. Yes. Great sadhu mahatma. This is Gaudiya Vaishnava. He is Sramana Maharaj. Sramana Maharaj. Sramana Maharaj. Yes, Sramana Maharaj. Sramana Maharaj. Disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta. Yes. Such many instances. Only Krishna can change nobody. The one who is completely surrendered, there is no necessity of going to astrologer, see what happens to me. Why? Because it's all gone, finished. Prarabdha karma is, if you achieve the namama stage, your prarabdha karma is destroyed. No more. Huh? Namavas. If you achieve namama stage, prarabdha karma is destroyed. Huh? It's destroyed. While go to astrologer, you see my horoscope, my chart. No need. And completely surrender, soul never goes. It's completely dependent on Krishna. Jai Krishna ichha nahi karibo nija ichha mate kichu na chindibo. Krishna's will is powerful will. He can do and undo things. Huh? That is that destiny, that death will come as die. Only Krishna can change it. Nobody can. Nobody can change it. So completely surrender unto Krishna. It's up to Krishna. Rakhe hari mareke, mare hari rakheke. If Krishna wants to kill, is there anybody to protect you? Krishna wants to protect anybody to kill you? Huh? You understand? Rakhe hari mareke, mare hari rakheke. If Krishna wants to protect, nobody can kill you. Death will never come to you. You follow? Death will never come to you. Jamaraj will never come to you. Jamaraj is the superintendent of death. He comes as death. Mrityuham sarvaharasa. If you are completely surrendered unto Krishna, so he can change your destiny. Death will never come to you. It is mentioned in Shastra. Sakrunnapi Krishna padara bindayo nivesitam tad guna ragi jairiha nate jamang pasabhutascha tad bhatan sopne api pasyanti hi cherna niskrutaha. You have that? Bhagavatam? Sixth canto, Bhagavatam, see this verse. Sukadeva Goswami says to Parikshit Maharaj, 6.1.19, Sakran mana krishna padara bindayo nivesitam tadguna agi jairiya na te jamam pasabhutascha tadabhatam sapne api pasyanti hi chirna niskruta. You found? Read translation.
Although not having fully realized Krishna, persons who have even once surrendered completely to his lotus feet, and when they come to practice his name, forms, qualities, and pastimes, are completely freed of all sinful reactions, they have thus accepted the true method of atonement. Even dreaming, such surrendered souls do not see Yamaraj or his order carrier, who are equipped with ropes to bind the sinful.
In the dream, even the Yamaraj will never come. Do you understand? Supne. Nate jamam pasabhutasad bhatan. Supne api vasindhi chinna nishkuta. Jamaraj will never come to you. Death will never come to you. Do you understand? It's completely sakran mana krishna padaravindaya nivesitam tad guna ragi jairiya nate jamam pasabhutasad bhatan. Supne api vasindhi chinna nishkuta. Where is karma phala? Where is your destiny finished? It's all ceased. Krishna can do and undo things. Only he can change. Otherwise, destiny is very strong, cannot be changed. You have to repeat. Understand? One buddhiman, one who is intelligent, wise, immediately he surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Sarvadharman vajyajya mamekam saranam raja antansa papebhya makhisyami maasusa. No question of destiny at all. Finished. It's all changed. Krishna can change. Nobody can change. This is strong. Only Krishna can change. So Prabhupada has also quoted this verse, you find out 1.5.18. Tasaiva heto prayate to kovido na labhyate dadabhramatam uparjadha talabhyate dukha avadanyata sukham kalena sarvatra gavira rangasa. Find out. Intelligent person, he must. Only intelligent person, only endeavor for that bhakti, which is not attainable in 14 bhuvan, 14 planetary systems, going to topmost planet and nethermost planet. Tasaiva heto prayate to kovida, na labhyate dhamato uparjadha, ta labhyate dukhavad anyata sukham, kaale na sarvatra gambhirangasa. That's it. Prabhupada quoted that thing. As one is put into distress by destiny, destiny can also put one into happy situation. Destiny is extremely strong, but one can change destiny if one comes to the platform of pure Krishna consciousness. Karmani nidhanti kintucha bhakti bhada. So one is intelligent, wise person, he must make endeavor, you know, how to get bhakti. You understand? Bhakti dhana. Bhakti is an invaluable asset. Invaluable asset, and it is durlava, rarely achieved. One cannot get it even going to the topmost planet and nethermost planet wandering in 14 planetary system. This bhakti dhana is durlava, is rarely achieved, but one who is really intelligent and wise, he must endeavor for, to get that dhana, bhakti dhana. Do you understand? And one gets that bhakti dhana, that means come to the path of pure Krishna consciousness, destiny is changed. According to one's destiny, one gets distress and happiness. That it will completely change when it comes to the path of pure Krishna consciousness. And wise and intelligent, he must endeavor for that. Have to get bhakti dhana. You follow? Bhakti is very powerful. One comes to pure devotion, path of pure devotion, you have no desire. Na dhanam, na dhanam, na sundarim kapitamba, jagadisa kamaye, mama janmani, janmani, sri bhavatad bhakti rahit vidai. You have no desire for material enjoyment, no desire for material liberation. Bhukti, mukti. Only one desire. Life after life I will serve your lotus feet, Lord Krishna, and give you all happiness, all enjoyment, all pleasure. I never ask anything for me. Do you understand? That is bhakti. Bhakta. So, for bhakta, such a bhakta, such a dear devotee, this swarga, brahma loka, even, what do you say, emperorship of the whole world, yoga siddhi, very, very insignificant. He kicks it out. Na naka prushtam na ta paramesthyam, na sarbhavamo na rasadhipatyam, na yoga siddhi punarbhavam va, samandra satta virajya kankhe. This is a completely surrendered soul, a dear devotee. 6.11.25. Find out that verse. Na naka prushtam na ta paramesthyam, na sarbhavamo na rasadhipatyam, na yoga siddhi punarbhavam va, samandra satta virajya kankhe. Find out.
6.11.25. Oh, my Lord, source of all opportunities, I have desire to enjoy the good work of heavenly planets or the planet of the realm of desires. Nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of all the earthly planets or the lower planetary system. I do not desire to be master of the power of physics and yoga. Nor do I want
no desire. Na paramesthyam, na naka prushtham, na paramesthyam, na sarvabhaumam, na rasadhipatyam. Nandavasirir punarbhavamba samanjasattva virahajyakankhe. 611.25. Oh my Lord, yes. Oh my Lord, source of all opportunities, I do not desire to enjoy in Dhruva Loka, the heavenly planets, or planet where Lord Brahma resides, nor do I want to be the supreme ruler of the earthly planets or the lower planetary systems. I do not desire to be master of the powers, mystic yoga, nor do I want liberation if I have to give up your lotus feet. Only one desire, to give up your to get your lotus feet. A pure devotee never desires to gain material opportunities by rendering transcendental loving service to the Lord. A pure devotee desires only to engage in loving service to the Lord in constant association of the Lord and His eternal associates. As stated in the previous verse, Dasa Daso Bhavita Asmi, as confirmed by Narottam Das Thakur, Tandir Sarana Sevi, Bhakta Sani Bhas, Janame Janame Hoy, Ehi Abhyas, to serve the Lord and the servants of His servants in the association of devotees, only objective of a pure, unalloyed devotee. No other desire is there. You understand? So, for him, all destiny is destroyed, all karma phala is destroyed, nothing. Because it's completely under Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can do and undo things. Such a devotee desires what? Na kama yana atho tadapya hum kochin, na japtva jasma charanam bujasava, mahattamanta hrudayanam khachyuto, vidat sukarnayito esamibara. 420-24. This is Prithu Maharaj's prayer. Na kamayana atadapyahum kochin, na japtva jasma charanam bujasava, mahattamanta hrudayanam khachyuto, vidat sukarnayito esamibara.
My dear Lord, I therefore do not wish to have the benediction of merging into your existence. A benediction in which there is no existence of the nectarian beverage of your lotus feet. I want the benediction of at least 1 million years, for thus I may be able to hear about the glories of your lotus feet from the mouths of your pure devotees.
Only one benediction I want. I mean, millions of years, let me have millions of years, and hear your Krishna katha from the lips of your pure devotees. This benediction he wants. I don't want anything. Such a devotee. No desire at all. Why? Karma phala will be there, your destiny. Destiny is completely changed. Jamaraj will never come in the dream, it is said. That is hinted here. So King Saudasa, he was cursed by his Guru Vasistha, therefore he was turned into a man-eater rakshasa, like a tiger. This is destiny. So being condemned by the curse of Vasistha, King Saudasa devoured Brahmana exactly like the tiger eats his prey. Even though the Brahmana's wife spoke so pitiably, Saudasa was unmoved by her lamentation. Therefore, even though he was well qualified, he couldn't restrain himself from becoming a tiger-like Akshas, for this was his destiny. As one is put into the earth, cannot be destroyed. But one can change destiny if one comes to the platform pure Krishna consciousness. Karma nidhanti kinchucha bhakti bhaga. Only Krishna can change. Nobody can change. Understand? One who becomes completely surrendered and the lotus feet of Krishna, sarvadharmana parityajya mamekam saranam vraja, all destiny changed, finished. No more karmic dhyasana, no prarabdha karma, finished. Even when you attain namava stage, your prarabdha karma is destroyed. Yes, you follow. In Mahaprabhu's Leela, you will find this, Subhadirai. Subhadirai drank some water from Mamadan's house. So, Mamadan, cow killer, deep eater, so sinful activity. So, I committed sin. then what atonement, what sort of atonement I have to perform to free from this sinful reaction? She went to the pandits of Kashi. In Kashi the pandits are there. He said, this sinful activity I have committed. What atonement? The pandits turned over the pages of their shastra. They said, oh, this, if you have to eat very hot ghee, this is the atonement for this sinful activity. Then you will be free from the reaction of the sin. Very hot ghee. He thought of, yeah, if I drink hot ghee, I'll die. I'll die. I won't. So he didn't do it. He didn't do it. He waited when Mahaprabhu came. He went to Mahaprabhu and asked Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, I have done this thing. I went to the pandits of Kashi. They told me this, to drink a very hot ghee. This is the atonement. Mahaprabhu said, no, this is not proper atonement. No, this is not proper atonement. It's karma prayaschitta. Therefore, three types of prayaschitta are there. So, the materialistic persons, they go to the pandits. They have committed some sinful activities. Bad planet has come, Saturn and Rahu, he'll die. They go to pandits, oh, Pandit Mahasaya, what shall I do? Bad planet, evil planet has come. All right, you offer puja to that planet, Sunny puja, Rahu puja, isn't it? The pandits say, all right, you have to drink very hot ghee. But Mahaprabhu said, no, this is not real atonement. A karma prayaschitta. This is known as karma prayaschitta. Three types of prayaschittas are there, atonement. Karma prayaschitta, jnana prayaschitta, bhakti prayaschitta. This is karma prayaschitta. You have done one karma. The result is this, karmic reaction. To free from this, another karma you have to do. This atonement, karma prayaschitta. But it is not real. What is like? This is like kunjara sauchavat. That means, this is like the bedding of an elephant. Elephant, he has dirty body. So he enters into a river or lake, beds clearly. As soon as he comes out of the lake and river, again puts dirt on his body. So what is the value of his bedding? Kunjara saucha. Karma prayaschitta is like that. For such time it may leave you, the reaction of this papa, do you follow? Sinful reaction may leave you for very short time, but again you will commit pap again, like the elephant again puts dirt on his body. That is not real atonement. Then something better prayaschitta is jnana prayaschitta. Jnana prayaschitta. That means one of thus jnana prayaschitta, he becomes very much repentant. I will never do any sinful activity again. He becomes repentant, very, very repentant. Never do, I will never do. Example is Vansanala. Thereby, the sinful reactions, he will never commit any sinful activity, therefore there will be no sinful reactions. So there will be no sinful reactions. But the seed, the root, root is not destroyed. Example is that a very dense jungle of bamboo is there. The jungle is cut up with fire. The whole jungle was destroyed, burnt up, turned into ashes. No jungle is there. It's completely finished. Jnana prayaschitta is like that. But the root is underneath the earth. It's not destroyed. When again there is rain, pour of rain, then again it will sprout. So in jnana prayaschitta, the root is not destroyed. The reactions may be destroyed, but the root is avidya. Avidya is the root, ignorance, nascence is the root of pap, sinful act. That is not destroyed in jnana prayaschitta. So that's not proper prayaschitta. Again, you will commit. Bhakti prayaschitta is the only prayaschitta, Mahaprabhu said. Bhakti prayaschitta is the only prayaschitta. That Dashtra is the root of vidya. There will be no sprouting at all. So Mahaprabhu said, you chant Hare Krishna, completely surrender unto holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. You completely surrender unto holy name, you chant holy name. If you attend Namama stage, all your karmic reactions, sinful reactions are destroyed, prarabdha karma is destroyed. Yes, that is the proper prasiva. Then, when you chant pure name, then you'll get Krishna, prema, you'll get Krishna. You'll go back to Godhead, go to the lotus feet, approach the lotus feet of Krishna, you'll be with Krishna. That's the proper prasiva, atonement. Complete surrender to Krishna, surrender to holy name. That is what is hinted here. That your destiny is completely changed, and Krishna can change. Otherwise, destiny is very strong, nobody can change it. Thank you. Upadji Maharaj ki jai, samavita bhaktivinda ki jai.
Mami Hoi instructs us to become gardener.
Yes. He's gardener, and he also asks you become gardener. You get the seeds, but you are for this. So, take care of it, okay?
So we become the gardener for our own,
yes,
our own creeper. We
take care of that creeper now. And make very strong fence around, and daily watering, shravana kirtan, take care. Then all the things, bad elephant don't commit Vaishnava Praha, mad elephant will come, break the fence, and root out the kirtan from very root finish. Then another there, lava puja pratishtha kuti nati, by watering.
For the visa.
This is all this cost inside in that house. Mahaprabhu, practical teacher. Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord, but he came as a devotee. He practiced devotion and taught devotion, how to surrender. So, last is the creeper will produce fruit, that is prema phala. Fruit is prema, prema phala. And so much, so many fruit. I am only gardener, how many can I eat? So distribute. Whomever you want, he gave independence to Kripa-sakti. Now Kripa-sakti is independent, not under Ichha-sakti. In other incarnation, Kripa-sakti is under Ichha-sakti. But in Mahaprabhu's incarnation, Kripa-sakti is independent, not under Ichha-sakti.
That's only during his presence on this planet or continuing like
continuing,
that?
Continuing.
For Kali Yuga.
Yes, continuing.
That Kripa Sakti is in the heart of the Gaurapriya Janas.
Gaurapriya.
And they distribute.
Sakti Pushta Parikara. Therefore, Guru means Krishna Sakti Pushta Parikara. That is Guru's definition. Parikara means associate, Sakti Pushta, empowered by the Kripa Sakti of Krishna. Sarup Sakti Pushta Parikara is Guru. So, Krishna Kripa Sri Murti. Embodiment of Krishna Krupa, isn't it? Guru is Krishna Krupa Srimati. Krishna Krupa has assumed a body. That is Guru. Has come to distribute Krupa. Sansara dava naraliram sranaya karunyam ghanaganastam praptasya kalyana gunarnavasya bandhi guru sri charanarvindam. Astu astu. Arnava. Arnava means ocean. Ocean of mercy. Krishna is the ocean of mercy, Karuna Sindhu. If you go to Krishna and say, Krishna, you are ocean of mercy, please give me one drop. You are a fool. That ocean is not with me now, Baba. The ocean is not with me. He has taken the whole ocean and gone there to distribute to go approach him.
He's even more merciful than Krishna.
Yes. His devotee is more merciful than Krishna. Yes. Yes. ocean is not with me. Why have you come to me, you are a fool? He has taken the whole ocean and gone down there to distribute it. Go and approach.
This is only in Kali Yuga, this or forever, all yugas?
Yes, Guru is so merciful. Guru means eternal.
Gurudev, you spoke of the Bhakti Lata Beach. So, first there's Shraddha Beach.
That means, these are seed of Bhakti Lata is Shraddha.
Seed of Bhakti Lata.
Seed of Bhakti Lata is Shraddha. And what is the seed of Shraddha? That is Sadhu Guru Krupa. Mercy of Sadhu Guru is the seed of Shraddha. Shraddha is the seed of Bhakti Lata. Understand? Yes.
So when one is doing, starting in Bhajana Kriya, Anishita Bhajana Kriya, then he's watching the Bhakti Lata beach.
Yes.
But still, the karma phala is not completely destroyed at Anishita Bhajana Kriya.
No. Karma phala is not destroyed in Bhajan Kriya. Karma phala will be destroyed when you will completely surrender. Do you understand me?
How about Nishtha?
Still in Nishtha, some traces of anarthas are there. What is that? In subtle form. What is that? This Kutinati, Nishidhachar Kutinati, Lava Puja Pratishtha.
Uh-huh.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
That anarthas are there also.
In subtle form.
Subtle form.
But destiny is changed by that, by this.
When you attain Namabha stage, your karma phala is destroyed. But I say Namabha stage is dangerous stage. That is intermediary stage. But dangerous. Because all fall down from that stage. Nobody falls down from pure Nam stage. That stage. Because in that stage you commit aparad. You commit aparad, you'll fall down. And you run behind, run after Lava Puja, Pratishtha, you understand? Name, fame, prestige, or race, that's anartha. That's anartha. You understand? Sukriti jata anartha, Duskriti jata anartha, Bhakti jata anartha, this is Bhakti jata anartha. Understand my language?
Yes, ma'am.
A great sadhu has come, a great acharya has come, so many. Praises, glorifications are there, puja, offering are there.
Name, fame,
adoration. That is bhakti jata anartha. Yes.
So in Bhajana Kriya, then one still has his destiny. Destiny is not changed at that point, or by Guru's mercy.
Namabhasa is completely finished. Namabhasa stage is completely destroyed. No karmic reaction is there in Namabhasa stage. But anartha is something different. That will never categorize it into destiny.
So karmic reactions, they're still there at Anishtata Bhajana Kriya?
Anishtata Bhajana Kriya. Yes. Anishtata Bhajana Kriya. Some anarthas are there.
How about karmic reactions?
Anarthas are there. There is not karmic reaction. Anartha. Unwanted things. You say in English, unwanted things. Anartha. That anartha, this in Madhurya Kadamini, is mentioned, Sukruti Jata, Duskruti Jata, especially Bhakti Jata anartha. This is Bhakti Jata anartha.
Yes.
You have Sukruti Jata anartha, Duskruti Jata anartha, that is destroyed.
That's destroyed.
That is destroyed. But this Bhakti Jata anartha is there, is new creation. Do you follow?
Yes.
This is Lava Puja Pratishtha. It's new. Bhakti Jata anartha. This is. Because you are engaged in Bhajan Kriya, your gross anartha, Sukruti Jata, that is destroyed. But this is new anartha now, subtle for name, fame, adoration. It's Bhakti Jata.
What are the gross ones, Maharaj?
Gross one, your karmic reactions.
Do
you understand?
The Prabhupada says when we take initiation, all our karma is finished. What does he mean by that, when we take initiation?
Yes, diksha kale bhakta kore atma nivedana, sei kale krishna tare kore atma sama. When you surrender, unto Guru, do you follow? Take initiation means surrender. Dibhyagyanu jatadabhyadi apasya sankhyam. Dibhyagyanu jatadabhyadi papa. Desikai tattva ko vide, sa dikhyati sa prakta desikai tattva ko vide. In Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami has said, this is dikhya. This is dikhya. That means samandha jnana is imparted. Understand me? Samanda Jnana Guru, Diksha Guru imparts Samanda Jnana. He establishes your Samanda, eternal relationship with Krishna. He imparts Diksha Jnana, Dibya Jnana, thereby Diyote Khiyote. He gives, he imparts Dibya Jnana. Khiyote means destroys sinful reaction. Diyote Khiyote, Diksha. Gives something, takes something. Destroys something. Diyote Khiyote, Diksha. Understand? Khiyote Papasya Sankhyan. Sinful reactions are destroyed. Because you surrender now. Follow me. You surrender. You completely surrender to the bona fide representative of Krishna. Thereby, surrendering to Krishna, surrendering to bona fide representative of Krishna, surrendering to Krishna. Under his guidance, now you'll be engaged in Krishna's service, you'll engage in Krishna's service, no more Maya's seva, Maya materialistic activities. Huh? Therefore, you know you are Krishna Daso, impart samanda jnana, surrender, and surrender, sinful reactions are destroyed. Papasya sankhya. This is dikya. But if you really surrender, not really surrender, only pretending that you are surrendered, but not really, pretension is there. Understand? Many pretenders are there, however, really surrender.
Really surrender means what? You do whatever the Guru tells
you. Guru says, you have to do. Don't twist it, don't alter it, don't add any of the deliberation. As for example, we give this. This is Parshuram. Yes. Parshuram, Lord Ram, we speak about that. Jamadagni, the father. Father and also Guru of Gurujan, superior of Parshuram. Parshuram, not the incarnation of the Lord. He ordered, chop off the head of your mother. So, immediately chopped off. He didn't think, I'll chop off the head of my mother, I'll commit the matrahatya dosh. He didn't hesitate. Immediately chopped off. Do you understand? Followed as it is.
What if you follow as it is, but your heart still is impure, then is that surrendered? What if you follow the order of the Guru as it is, but still impurities are there in the heart?
If you follow, impurities are gone, destroyed. It's so powerful. Guru Krupa. It is destroyed, finished.
So Gurudev, the way you just explained about the initiation, the Guru gives, imparts Samban Gyan and takes away the karma reaction. Can we compare the stage in the Namabhas?
Namabhas is destroyed, yes.
In that time, we are situated in Namabhas, so we shouldn't commit offense after that.
No, Guru speaks about offense and tells you chant offenseless names. Don't commit offense. You follow his instruction, you will complete surrender, you must follow. Not commit any offense, rather destroy one after another offenses, then your chanting will be pure. Follow as it is, Guru's instruction, order, then very quickly you will be elevated to the pure platform. Understand me? But if you twist Guru's instruction, add some, yes, Gurudev has said this thing, not to do this thing, chant Krishna, all right, let me chant some less, tomorrow I will compensate. Today I am tired, so much business, like that. Gurudev has said, only eat Krishna prasad. Do you understand? It's offered to Krishna. All right, I'll go to the restaurant, offer it to Krishna there and eat it. So, you are twisting. So, you are not following. So, you are not surrendered. You are not executing Guru's order as it is. So, you are adding your deliberations to it. How can you get it?
Gurudev?
You cannot get Guru Krupa. No. No. Understand me? So many pretenders are there. Are they really surrendered? Really surrender, immediately surrenders, as it is, accepts, as I say, immediately cut off the head of, chop off the head of his mother.
Don't hesitate. Don't think of it. Therefore, said, don't add any of your deliverance to the order of Guru. Do as it is.
Yeah, is Guru still merciful for those who are...
Yes, Guru is still merciful. Still merciful, yes.
But still merciful. Following properly.
Yes. Because some punishment will come, some reaction will come, as this Bharat, Bharat got the body of a deer, very short time, but he could remember his past karma. Mercy is there. You understand? If punishment is inflicted on as a mercy, out of mercy, the punishment is inflicted, and he could remember his past life, because of this, I have gotten this thing. So he became careful. You understand? That life, though deer's life is very short, and he also could understand death is coming. In deer's life, he got death coming. He entered into the Ganges water and left deer's body. You see, a deer can do it. This is mercy. Still, mercy is there. Yes. Mercy is there. Yes, what is it?
Could devotees who are not initiated take your remnants?
Huh?
Could devotees who are not initiated take your remnants?
Before initiation.
Before initiation.
The aspiring disciple. Can they take remnants?
That is, you must beg if Guru gives. If Guru allows, if Guru gives, let me beg for it. It's up to Guru. It's not that I have right to take, no?
But how do you, you know, it's not always possible to see you beforehand when it's been distributed.
Possible can be impossible, impossible can be.
Can I take your remnants?
It's not so easy.